North Battleford. A man accused of trying to rob and assaulting an elderly man in Arley, and then robbing a nearby farmyard before taking police on a prolonged chase, was sentenced Monday to 3.5 years in prison. 20-year-old Rocky Meachance of Red Pheasant First Nation pleaded guilty to attempted robbery, break and enter, flight from police, and break and enter to the October 7 incidents in Arley and area. Court heard that police had received a firearms complaint in Saskatoon about a pink Jeep SUV. Another complaint about the pink Jeep SUV was made hours later in Arley, which is about 74 kilometers northwest of Saskatoon. A victim reported to RCMP that he was assaulted and three individuals attempted to steal his vehicle in Arley. The man told police that he was putting his vehicle into winter storage when the Jeep pulled up and the occupants were aggressive with him and demanded his keys. The man refused to hand over his keys and a bit of a tussle followed, Crown Prosecutor Oren Holm told North Battleford Provincial Court. The man ran across the street to the RM of Eagle Creek office and called for help. Meachance and the other two drove away. The three accused then went to a nearby farmyard. The residents weren't home at the time and Meachance broke into the shop and stole tools and equipment. By this time, the RCMP were already patrolling the area searching for the pink Jeep SUV. They spotted the Jeep around 5:30 p.m. and attempted to stop it but Meachance fled from police. Additional officers from Bigger RCMP, North Battleford RCMP, the RCMP's North Battleford General Investigation Section, North Battleford Police Dog Services, Unity RCMP, and Rosetown Combined Traffic Services Saskatchewan were called in to help. It was a protracted flight and pursuit, said Holm. Court heard that the Jeep drove into a field, went down a trail, and through a couple fences before it hit a dead end. Police set up a containment area because of the firearms complaint out of Saskatoon. The three were arrested and taken to the police cells. Meachance gave a false name when he was arrested and stuck to that name until his co-accused, a young offender, while in the cells, hollered Rocky to him. At the time, Meachance was wanted for breaking his parole conditions after recently being released from prison for related robberies at farms. Holm told the court that Meachance had pointed a firearm at a homeowner and told him he was going to shoot him. Holm and defense Kimball McMillan told the court they had reached a joint submission for a global 3.5-year prison sentence. Meachance also pleaded guilty Monday to driving while prohibited in an October 1 incident in Maidstone. Significant GLADU factors. McMillan told the court that his client has significant GLADU factors and suffered the effects of intergenerational trauma after both of his parents were victims of residential school. There was alcoholism as well as violence in his home. McMillan said Meachance struggled in school after a teacher hit him in grade 4 and he dropped out in grade 10. He started doing drugs and drinking when he was 18. Wants to leave gang lifestyle. McMillan told the court that Meachance recognizes that his gang affiliation and drinking resulted in his criminal behavior. He has left that behind. He is trying to stay away from that side of things. Court heard that Meachance got sober when he was previously in prison but started drinking again after he was released to deal with the pain of his father's death. His father died while he was in prison and he wasn't able to attend his funeral and say goodbye. He turned to substances when he got out to deal with what was hurting him, said McMillan. Meachance has a 5-year-old son and wants to be a better example for him than he has been, McMillan told the court. In addition, Meachance wants to attend Alcoholics Anonymous and reach out to STR8UP, a Saskatoon-based nonprofit that helps gang members leave the lifestyle. He is remorseful for what happened, said McMillan. Had he remained sober, he wouldn't have reoffended when he got out. He needs to deal with the loss and hurt of not being able to say goodbye to his dad, and the issues that arose from growing up with drinking and violence. He is the one that articulated these things to me, added McMillan. He has been in custody and his mind is more able to focus on things. He told the court that Meachance wants to get his grade 12 and take a mechanics course. Meachance apologizes. Judge Murray Pelletier gave Meachance an opportunity to speak before he was sentenced. I want to say sorry to my victims and the people that I hurt, said Meachance, who appeared by CCTV from the correctional center. Prison, lifetime weapons ban, DNA order. Judge Pelletier sentenced Meachance to 1,275 days in prison. He was given 192 days off his sentence for time served while on remand. Judge Pelletier also ordered Meachance to submit his DNA to the National DNA Databank and prohibited him from owning weapons or firearms for life. When Meachance is released, he will have a 2-year driving prohibition. In May, Meachance's co-accused Blair Brabant received a suspended sentence and 12 months probation. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca